Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Crime Fighters. We're getting close to the end of our series, One Murder Too Many. This is episode 9 and it's called Springing into Action. Inspector George Cross is conducting a private investigation to find out who a certain phone number belongs to. His mother, Beatrice, got a strange call from Tawin, the neighboring country. That's where her daughter Melody and her nephew Kojo have been for the past month, but the family haven't heard from them since they left home. At the same time, the Rutan police are looking for a criminal called Julian Latos. He's the main suspect in a murder case involving a young waitress known as Priscilla Sparkle, but whose real name is Eve Bafour. Let's go and find George Cross and his fellow police colleagues who've just come back from raiding several flats Julian Latos is believed to operate from.
Inspector Cross, Officer Sitato, you and your men conducted the operation very well. We still haven't found Julian Latos, who's suspected of murder. But with all these new leads, I'm sure we'll be able to locate him.
Sir, is what I'm reading here true? Did Julian Latos rent a flat in the house next door to me, the one you raided?
That's right, Inspector Cross. And it seems that's where he killed the victim, Eve Bafour. He should have seen the apartment. Blood everywhere. And it's not far from Kanto District where we found the body.
I can't believe it. A criminal, a murderer, living right next door. I had no idea anything was going on.
Proof that he's a professional.
He's been renting the house my team went to for the past 4 months, but nobody's ever seen him there.
Okay, Officer Sitato. From your initial conclusions and from what I've seen myself, there's plenty of evidence to corroborate what we had from the employees at the Bonsotti Club. We found surgical equipment in all three flats, right?
Exactly. My team found some too. The flat we went to wasn't furnished. There were just two mattresses and some medical equipment.
Just like the other two. Okay, I'll wait for your full report. By the way, Inspector Cross, I saw your mother during the raid. She'd come out with all the neighbors to see what was going on.
Not surprising. Usually the area is very calm.
She said she was still waiting for you to call her.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, sir. I'll see what the IT guys were able to find out about the phone number I wanted traced. I hope they've got something.
Don't worry. Those guys can trace anything. Officer Stato, can you get those results for Inspector Cross? I have to speak to him privately for a moment.
Okay. I'll get them straight away, Inspector.
Thank you, Officer.
Right, Inspector. Come with me, please.
I'm listening, sir.
Inspector Cross, this case is obviously much bigger than we thought. I'm going to contact our colleagues at the Sub-Regional Agency for Preventing and Combating Human Trafficking. It seems what we are dealing with is a transnational network.
I see.
This isn't an isolated murder, believe me. They've got a whole racket going involving the removal of organs and eggs. All sold for a high price on the black market, no doubt. And believe me, the girls who got through this alive were very lucky.
That's certainly true.
On top of that, they're running a prostitution network selling these girls abroad. Take a look at the Bonsotti employees. They're all foreign. Rutan is both a destination and a transit country. This is human trafficking on a massive scale.
Human trafficking? Oh, no.
What?
Sir, which flat was raided in the house next door to mine?
Flat number 4? Why?
Oh, no. Melody, Kojo, Kwame Minta.
Yes, that's the name of the man who rented the flat. Did you know him?
Oh, my God. My sister and cousin. I knew the picture of Julian Latos reminded me of someone. I knew there was something dodgy about that trip. Oh, no.
Inspector, what are you talking about? Can you explain, please?
That Julian Latos, who calls himself Kwame Minta, or the other way around, he took my sister Melody and my cousin Kojo to Towin. He said they'd been awarded grants for training at an academy there. He said they had a bright future ahead of them.
That monster. It seems he has several different methods of operation. Come in.
Inspector, I'm afraid the IT guys weren't able to track down the number you gave them. It was a prepaid phone. And by the way, I forgot to give you the number Sandy Dumse gave me for Julian Latos. It's
7169-9900.
Huh? You already knew the number?
It's Kwame Minta's number.
I don't understand.
Kwame Minta is Julian Latos. The inspector has met him before. His network has struck at his family too.
What? How? Actually, your mother has just turned up, Inspector. She's in a terrible state.
Mom, you have to be strong. It's true we made a bad decision, but now we have to act.
Oh, my child. My poor daughter. And Kojo. How will I tell my brother in the village? You are right, George. You had your doubts. You didn't want them to go on that trip.
No, but there's no point in wringing our hands now.
Oh, I can't believe it. I was tricked by a human trafficker. He's stolen my children.
It's not your fault, Mom. Kwame Minta, Julian Latos, he played his cards well. He pretended to be a nice neighbor to gain our trust and brainwash the children at the same time. He had good arguments concerning the situation here in Rotan. No high-quality training, no prospects for the future. It really did seem an ideal solution for the kids to be able to study in a rich country like Torin.
What have I done?
You have to go home, Mom. I need to act quickly if you want to find Melody and Kojo out of there.
I'll stay here. I'll help you find them.
No, Mom, really. There's nothing you can do. Go home.
Excuse me, madam. The superintendent is asking for you, Inspector Cross.
Okay, Officer Sitato. I'm coming. I'll call you, Mom. I promise. But you have to go home now.
I can't.
Inspector Cross, I'm very sorry for you and your family. This is a terrible situation. I just hope the investigation will help us get them back.
We have to. Otherwise, my mother will die.
I've talked to my contact in the intervention unit at the sub-regional agency for preventing and combating human trafficking.
Do we have a lead?
Yes. The profile of Julian Latos, a.k.a. Kwame Minta, matches that of a known trafficker whose legal name is Mark Torrance.
So Kwame Minta and Julian Latos were both aliases?
Yes. He works for a suspected human trafficking network believed to be run by a certain Mary Tanko in Towin.
Oh my God.
We are going to have to go to Towin to pursue our investigation. We are in contact with the Towin authorities who tell us Mark Torrance has just reappeared in the capital. He must have realized that Gerald Collins and his employees would talk to the police eventually.
We have to catch him. I have to find my sister and cousin.
Yes, but we also have to find the people who murdered Eve Bafour and dismantle the whole network. Mark Torrance is being tracked down by the anti-human trafficking agency in Towin. We'll bring reinforcements. If we drive all night, we can be in the capital by morning.
What a twist! Julian Latos and Kwame Minta are the same person, a criminal who was apparently responsible for the death of Eve Bafour and who's lured Melody Cross and Kojo Dagata to Towin in order to exploit them. Don't miss the next and last episode of our series, One Murder Too Many, to find out how the story ends. In the meantime, keep leaving your messages on our Facebook page and continuing the debate there. You can also listen to this episode again and to all our other series at dw.com/crimefighters. Stay tuned.